Rachel Halliwell here for hockeyprospect.com, joined today by Tristan Robbins of the Saskatoon Blades. Tristan, thank you so much for doing this today.
No, I really appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, no problem. So obviously right now I'm sure training might look different. So just tell us a little bit about what's going on now, or maybe now that things have opened up, you have more ice time and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So I finally got the green light to come back into Winnipeg and start training again. And this is where I spend, the good portion of my summer is here in Winnipeg. I got a billet family that's, kind enough to let me stay here in the summer. And yeah, no, I've been really enjoying getting back at it.
Yeah, so we're going to start going back a little bit in your career here. You had a 91-point season your final year of Bantam, and then the following year you had 25 games played and 13 points. Can you just tell us about that season and kind of what was going on that year?
Yeah, for sure. I think in my Bantam draft year, I had a really strong season. I think I had 51 goals or something, I believe, and ended up getting drafted to Regina in the fourth round, 76th overall. And then I didn't quite make it as a 16-year-old, got cut and then sent back down to Midget, where I played at Rink Hockey Academy here in Winnipeg.
Okay, cool. Were there any adjustments that you had to make that year after your Bantam year?
Yeah, I think, it was a little disappointing that I couldn't, crack that squad, but at the same time, it was probably the best thing for me to go back and have another year of development under my belt, and then, come back, try out for Saskatoon the next year, and then I, yeah, eventually made the team.
For sure. And we'll talk about a season where you had a lot of success on the ice, was this past one. How would you describe your season? 54 points, 33 games from December onwards. Like, that's a pretty solid second half.
For sure, like you said, I feel like my second half was a lot better than my first half, not only just, with my production and numbers, but I feel like my game just got a lot more well-rounded. And as being or I was able to be trusted in all three zones and put out there in key situations. And yeah, for sure, my first half wasn't so great. Kind of went in a bit of a slump in November, but yeah, I really focused on the second half and what I needed to get done.
And so I've actually watched some of your games with our scouts on our Instat account, and you play much bigger than your size. Is that an important part of your game?
Absolutely. I feel like I'm a really high energy forward, and I love throwing my weight around and kind of getting in the corners and mixing it up a little bit. I feel like that's a huge part of my game, and when I'm at my best is when I you kind of add the physical attribute to that kind of situation.
Yeah, and who do you usually play with, and how do you think they add to your game?
I was played with a few different players this year. I started the year with Riley McKay and Colton Dock. McKay was one of our 20-year-olds, and Dock was our 16-year-old, Kirby's younger brother. And yeah, I really enjoyed playing with them. McKay is more of a kind of a enforcer kind of forward, and then Colton has really good vision. So I feel like yeah, we played really well together. And then on the other hand, I played with Kyle Krynkovic and Martin Fascarutis. We got Fascarutis right after the deadline, and that's kind of when our line got put together. Kyle and I have really good chemistry. We played together a little bit the year prior, and Martin came in and kind of jumped in and buzzed right with us, and we had a lot of success. And then towards the end of the season, that line got broken up, and then me, McKay, and Doc got put back together.
Nice. You guys complement each other really well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Was there something specific you worked on in the off season that you hadn't before, like something your coach told you to work on or something that you felt you needed to improve?
Yeah, I feel like, nothing specifically, but just kind of, rounding out my game and making every single aspect better, because I believe that, you can never be good enough, and there's nothing that, like, yeah, not one single attribute that you could be good enough at. And yeah, to make it to the next level, and have to improve on every aspect of my game.
Yeah, for sure. And how would you describe your game and like what do you bring to a team?
I feel like I'm a reliable two-way centerman. That could be put in all situations, defensive zone, offensive zone, but I have an extremely high drive to score. And yeah, I'm a high energy player. I bring a lot of a lot of emotion and a lot of a lot of energy when I play.
And how would your teammates describe you?
They'd probably describe me as a really loud personality. I'm usually always yelling and kind of keeping the room light and messing around with some of the guys, but when it needs to be tightened up and focused, then I'll be focused. But yeah, no, for sure, a big personality.
Yeah, always got to keep it light. Is there someone that you play against that always gives you a tough battle?
Maybe not like a single person in general, but probably the PA Raiders. Just the rivalry. It's always fun playing against them. Usually a really physical game, and even more so when we're playing in the Arthauser, because their fans are pretty crazy and always bringing signs and yelling at us. So it's always a fun game.
Yeah, good rivalries are important. It may, like you get up more for those games, I find.
For sure.
Yeah. Do you think there's an NHL player that you're comparable to or somebody that you try to like model your game after?
I'd probably say either Braden Point or Brendan Gallagher. I really like the high energy game that both of them play, and yeah, I feel like I try to model my game after them.
And who is someone that's had a big impact on your career so far?
Biggest impact would probably be from my father. He played professional hockey for 15 years, and you know, he's a very knowledgeable person, and he's coached me a little bit growing up, and I just yeah, I really respect him for what he knows, and he's probably been the biggest influence to where I am now.
And speaking of impacts, what's the best advice that you've ever been given from like a teammate, coach, mom, dad, whoever?
You know what? Probably just shoot the puck. growing up, I probably, you know, passed too many opportunities where I could have shot or, you know, over stick handle or something. So I think the best advice that I've been given is probably just shoot the puck.
Yeah, makes sense. I feel like everybody gets that from their parents all the time. What are your plans for the off season this year? I know it's kind of been a longer off season than I guess you're used to, but something that you really want to focus on, off ice or on ice?
Yeah, for sure. Just you know, getting better every single day. I like I said before, I finally got the green light to come back into Winnipeg here and start training. And yeah, no, I'm super dialed in and excited, you know, for what's to come. And yeah, I'll be here until, you know, whenever we get the green light to go back and start camp, whenever that will be. You know, I don't really know as of right now, but yeah, I'm just sitting here and taking my training really seriously.
Yeah, and what are your goals for next season, just personally for you and for the team?
For sure. I think my goals personally would be to have, you know, 100-point season and you know, give a good shot at making that world junior team and representing my country. And you know, as a group, I want to have a long playoff run, which I feel like was way overdue. You know, losing to PA in the second round 2 years ago and then not having playoffs this year, I feel like I could speak for more than just myself with our group that we want to have a long playoff season.
Yeah, well, definitely. Well, I wish you the best of luck, you know, with everything going forward, the draft and, you know, your season next year. It's unfortunate that, you know, we won't be able to see everybody in person at the draft, maybe, who knows at this point. But anyways, yeah, I just wanted to wish you the best of luck going forward, and thank you for doing this today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.